Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I do have Ms. Linda Butler here with me today, and John Merchant will not be joining us. Whenever you're ready, Linda.
Okay, this is the regular Communications and Technology Committee meeting, August 4th, 2022, and it's 8:30. The meeting is going to be held by Zoom. The results of the COVID-19 emergency meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. And the meeting is authorized to be held by teleconference pursuant large code numbers.
Okay, good.
Okay, any comments from the public?
I don't have any hands raised.
Okay. The monthly website and social media update.
Oh, that is me.
Amelia, you want to take that?
So we had our very standard friends from all over the nation, nobody from out of America, looking at our website. Lots of folks from Oregon this month. And our users were up a little bit.
It's not set.
Huh? What's that?
What's not set?
They don't have an IP and address that can be found.
Thank you.
So they could have been from out of this country. And again, we had a peak here on the 6th of July. What was happening, I do not know. So number one, yeah, it could be that just they were looking for some kind of an update. That was over the weekend though. So we weren't here to get phone calls. This is just looking at that main number one website. Board of directors, oh, folks are interested in cow waste. Committee meetings, pipeline. There you go. 154 people looked at, 127 people looked at the pipeline last month, Linda.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
hooray. That's, right now we're going to get there. Facebook.
Wait a second. I have a question about the pipeline. Can we track how many people opened that on there? No.
Okay. Can we track that, Paula?
How many people opened the pipeline
on the e-bill
when they get their, when they pay their bill on auto pay?
I know we can track the e-bill, who's opened it,
yes, that's
who's not read it. I don't know if
the
we can
bill
do
itself.
That specifically for the pipeline. I know it is drilled down for the bill. I can look into it and find out.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're not getting enough use out of that pipeline.
Mm-hmm. So Facebook has changed the way that they make their charts and graphs. This is the same graph we used to look at last month that just says exactly the same, that we have about 70% women, 30% men who look at our Facebook page. But they've added this where we can see the cities that are looking at our Facebook page. And it makes sense that Rancho Murrieta would be the number one city. Countries, United States.
I think the only thing that...
0.3% in Mexico look at our Facebook page.
Right. I think the only thing to remember is that
and Facebook had a big spike here too on the 6th of July.
I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought here. as far as remembering something about Facebook. Okay, I'll remember it. Please go on, Amelia.
So we were up at our likes. We have a big spike here on July 6th.
Still hard to understand why that's happening.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Oh, that was the Wednesday. So maybe I posted something that day. And if I post something that's of interest, I send it over to Nellie at Rancho Murrieta Thrive, and then she'll post it on her on her book, something like there's road construction.
Oh, maybe that was it.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
That And then
I'm sure that
and then she shares our post, and then people will link back over to our post.
Right.
Any questions or comments about the website? Hearing none, we'll go back to the agenda.
Okay. Security monthly update. Oh, no, sorry, wrong. Looked at the wrong one. Where's my little?
Number five.
Yeah. Okay. Security tax communications. We have lots of people looking for explanations on our website and in the pipeline and in the River Valley Times so far. That is what we've used to get our information to the community. We're looking for some other things, which we'll get to in person and public outreach, but the reason I asked about how many people, if we can find out how many people are actually opening the pipeline online, we have to figure out whether or not that's an effective use of the pipeline.
Would you like to hear what's going on with the security tax measure? Just an overall,
because I have a little update. Other than saying where we've posted it, and we have reached a point where the ballot is ready.
The ballot is ready. We're already submitted to the ballot, right. So we're Measure R. We got Measure R as our
right.
letter.
No more Measure X. That was just a term that we used for identifying the second measure until the county or the state.
The county.
Gave us
assigned this one.
Letter R, which we asked for. Mm-hmm. Mansion Marietta. Mm-hmm. So
and so we're submitting
we're ready.
An argument mm-hmm. in favor.
And we have five people supporting, which mm-hmm. is what we're allowed.
So we'll probably do that this afternoon. There's a couple more emails back and forth. So it's moving along. It'll be on the November 8th election with the middle number two option of about $316 per year annual tax increase per parcel for everybody.
Mm-hmm, right.
So now we will wait and see what the voters say.
That's right. Okay.
Number six.
In-person public outreach. This is something that we're working on related to questions that people in the community have. We want to give answers. And we're, as I said, doing it as best as we can at this point through FAQs in the pipeline, through our website, and through River Valley Times, who, for instance, had a complete breakdown of what Measure R is all about. So you can always get, you can make a time with any board member to ask questions, or like I said, look at FAQs in the pipeline, go to our website. We will be addressing as many questions as possible in an understandable, clear, and transparent manner. We are bound by regulations governing CSD districts, and we are very careful in understanding these regulations and presenting them to the community, presenting the questions to the community. We're taking a look at a variety of different options in terms of public outreach when it comes to definitely the security tax communications, but also any other questions about budget, about everything from audits to you name it. reserves, etc. So you'll be seeing those coming up in the next few pipelines, and also on the website. So if you can't get an answer to questions through those methods, again, you can always contact somebody from the board and make a time with them to get those questions answered. And public outreach. We're going to come up with some stuff. Other than that, I don't think there's a whole lot to say about that.
And then we're going to talk about in person. Did you have?
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah, in person. We are working on that.
Okay.
Nobody on the?
No hands raised.
Okay. REI, Reservoir Information and Education Ad Hoc Committee. We do have quite a bit to report on that. I gave the report at the end of the last general meeting, July 20th, and it was long overdue, but we had other things that we've been working on. The board was very receptive, asked that we send the report to the finance committee so that we can work on some fines. And basically, in case you didn't hear about the report or hear what the report was about, we're looking at ways to make sure that our reservoirs are not abused, and that we continue to present clear, pure water. There's very few chemicals, if any. Recently, we just put an algae killer into some of our reservoirs, but there's very few chemicals added at that site where the reservoirs are. And we've had numerous accidents or abuse by not only residents, but also by their guests. And unfortunately, one of the big issues that we have is guests coming in and going fishing and not having a resident with them. So we're working on that. RMA is also working on that. So what we want to do ultimately is put four or five signs around both, well, all three reservoirs. And just for the sake of discussion, Clementia as a reservoir is a storage reservoir. We do not pump water into Clementia. We get water in Clementia from rainfall and from drainage. That is an entirely different. While it's a reservoir and we can use it for emergencies, it is not a similar, it's not similar to Chesboro or Calero, in that Chesboro and Calero are definitely our, I call it our everything water, drinking, bathing, landscaping, et cetera. So the report was basically the result of about almost a year's worth of investigation and the proposal of signage around the both the reservoirs, Calero and Chesboro, and also Clementia. These will be different than what we've seen in the past because they will address basically not just codes, although that's a big part of it, but they will also address how to act around the reservoir, not to drive cars over fire hydrants and trucks and trucks and speed limits around on the dam roads. They take a toll on and they are dams that go across there. So there was a variety of things in the report and a variety of suggestions, and we're going forward with it, which is a very happy thing for me. So that's it as far as the reservoirs are concerned. When it comes back from finance, they are looking at how to put together some fines from CSD. And
we'll have to have a new code. So
right,
that's a process.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. It's not going to happen
and
right away.
We haven't really done that much in the past, and this is an opportunity to use our rights actually to go ahead and do that. So that's all I have on that. And
okay,
that takes us to director and staff comments, and still nobody
has no comments from the public.
Okay, well, this will be a short meeting. No staff. I've made all the comments I have to make. Okay. This is I don't have that other page, but
here we go. We're on number 9.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Adjournment. If everything has been expressed and understood, we will adjourn.
Thank you all so much for coming. We'll see you at 10 o'clock for the security meeting.